Papua New Guinea's treasurer says the COVID-19 pandemic's triggered an economic disaster in his country. The PNG government's increasing the amount of debt it can legally take, while Australia's poised to provide a new loan worth more than $135 million. Here's PNG correspondent Natalie Whiting.
They're having the mild flu now.
Standing in a glass viewing area, Dr. Gary Now looks down on one of Port Moresby's premier indoor sporting facilities. But there are no games being played on the polished courts. It's been turned into a makeshift hospital for COVID-19 patients, and he's in charge of their care. PNG has now recorded just over 500 cases and 5 deaths.
I don't see the numbers slowing down, and for me, we are just seeing the initial part of what the next few months will hold for us.
While the numbers continue to rise, the government says the country won't be going back into lockdown. It simply can't afford to. PNG is not only facing a health crisis, but also an economic one. The Treasurer, Ian Ling-Stuckey, told Parliament COVID-19 has brought about an economic disaster for PNG.
The global economy has been decimated, as I mentioned last week.
Late yesterday, the Parliament passed a supplementary budget to try to handle a significant hit to the government's revenues. Treasury documents said a remaining financing gap was expected to be made up by friendly assistance from Australia. The ABC understands Australia is offering a loan worth $100 million, or more than 135 million Australian. The Asian Development Bank and Japan are also providing loans. Just a year ago, Australia gave PNG another loan worth $440 million to help refinance its debt. That marked a significant change in approach. It had been 20 years since Australia had provided direct budget support. It came amid fears PNG would otherwise turn to China for the loan. The concerns in Canberra about China's growing influence in the Pacific, especially when it comes to loans, remains. The governor of Port Moresby, Powers Parkop, says PNG's economic woes are a bigger concern than coronavirus.
The consequence of economic meltdown would be more devastating than what COVID will ever threaten us.
In the meantime, PNG is having to pull some other economic levers to avoid a cash flow problem while it waits for the loans to come through.
That's our PNG correspondent, Natalie Whiting.